Good morning, everybody, and welcome again to our home. Here on the Mid-North Coast, it's been absolutely pouring down the rain all night long, and it still continues, and you might even be able to hear it outside as it picks up. But I've learned in Australia, you never, ever complain about the rain. After 7 years of drought in central Queensland and years of drought in New South Wales, you're not going to hear me complaining about the rain. Well, we just got finished listening to a song that most all of us know, and it's called Open the Eyes of My Heart. We even sing along with it. But do you really stop and think what you're singing? Well, the author says, open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. So let's make it real. What would happen if God actually opened our eyes, the eyes of our heart, and allowed you and me to see Jesus? Make it a little bit more real. What if he just walked into the room? What would happen? Well, would you just fall on your face and be afraid to look up? Would you start jumping up and down and shouting hallelujah and praise the Lord? Some might even say, walk up to Jesus and stick their hand out and say, well, good day, mate. Well, but for me, that wouldn't be my response. I think I would be with the group that would be on my face. So what would happen if Jesus walked in the room? Well, one thing that would happen, it would revolutionize the moment. Some may be saying, well, I don't think Jesus will ever walk into the room. I might respond to that. Why not? The Bible says in reality that Jesus is already there. He's there. And so it doesn't matter whether we see him or not, he's there in reality. And in a few moments, I would like to show you some things that the Bible said about Jesus' presence with us. But first, let's pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the beautiful rain. I thank you for a nice dry home to record. Thank you for your blessings, and I thank you for this wonderful concept that Jesus, our Savior, is with us, just like he's standing in the room with us. And today, I hope when we complete this talk, that everybody will realize that we need to be aware that he is with us in a real sense. So help us to get our heads around that. I ask in Jesus' name, amen. Now, let's go to the scriptures. Go with me to John chapter 14, verse number 23. Jesus says, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home in him. Jesus plainly said that for those who love him, that he and the Father are with them. That's not make-believe or imaginary. It's reality. Jesus is with us. Jesus makes it clear for those who believe in him, love him, follow him, those that are born again, that God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit lives in us. He's actually in the room. There's one more thing that Jesus said in Matthew 28, 20. He says, and behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. That is a promise that we can take on. He is with us all the way into this age that we're living in right now. So the truth is, he's there. No argument. So we shouldn't have any trouble using our eyes of faith and seeing Jesus in the room, or perhaps walking along beside us. Some might say, well, he's not really there. Well, the truth is, he is. And it's time that we allow our faith to be real. Again, there might be some who say, well, I just can't do that. Well, let me show you something for the book of Hebrews. The writer of Hebrews says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence, listen, of things not seen. The evidence of things not seen. Our faith is the proof that Jesus really is in the room. And I believe it's time that we allow our faith and our minds to come together. You see, there might be some who only want to see Jesus as a conquering king, and I like that image. And we know that one day that will happen. But the Jews did something very similar. They saw the coming Jewish Messiah only as a conquering king that would come and restore Israel to world power. But they had a really hard time seeing Jesus as a humble and quiet servant who was concerned about the poor, the broken, and the outcast of society. Now, here's something to think about. Do we make the same mistake that the Jews did? So, in reality, you and I need to see Jesus walking with us and active in our everyday lives. And if we would do that, I think it would make a huge difference for us. Maybe if we saw Jesus walking beside us, we would ask him about something before we chose to do something. Or perhaps if we had a great success and we really felt proud of what we'd done, we'd turn to him and say thank you, rather than saying how great we were. Well, something to think about. Let's go back to the scriptures. There was a situation that developed with the disciples where Jesus did exactly what we're talking about. He walked into the room. And I think it would benefit us from exploring that. Jesus had just risen from the dead and was making some personal appearances to his followers. John records in chapter 20, verse number 19, on the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, peace be with you. I can fully understand why Jesus said, peace be with you. They knew he had been crucified. They had heard that he had risen. And then with the doors locked, he walks in the room. If he were to walk in this room, I think there would be a lot of people around who were scared and they were needing some peace. Well, listen, there's no need to be, because we believe that Jesus was already there anyway, or do we really believe that? Well, John continues in verse number 20. When he had said these things, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. I'm sure they would have been happy because the holes in his hands and the pierced side would prove that it was Jesus. And I believe that today, if he walked in the room where we are, he'd probably do the same thing. First, peace be to you. Relax. It's okay. And then he'd hold up his hands and say, look, here's the scars. And he'd show us the print in his side. And said, yes, it's me. But there was one disciple that wasn't there on the day that Jesus showed up, and his name is Thomas. And when the others told him that he had actually showed up and was in their presence, well, he just absolutely refused to believe it. Well, kind of like some of us would have done. Then Jesus deals with Thomas. Go over to verse number 26 and 27. 8 days later, his disciples were in. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came in and stood among them and said, peace be with you. It's something he repeats over and over and over. And I'll tell you what, folks, that's something that we need today. Let's continue. Verse number 27. Then he said to Thomas, Thomas, put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side, and do not disbelieve, but believe. In other words, hey, Thomas, what are you going to do with the evidence? Verse 28, Thomas said, my Lord and my God. Thomas saw Jesus, and the rumor he heard that he had showed up became a reality because he saw the scars. Let me ask you, can you see Jesus? Can you imagine him walking in the room, or maybe even just walking by your side? I hope you can, because Jesus said something else in this passage of scripture that applies to us. Verse 29, Jesus said to Thomas, have you believed because you've seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. You see, maybe we haven't seen Jesus, and we've not seen him in the flesh, and we're not able to touch the nail scars in his hands or in his side. But if we choose to believe, if we choose to believe that he's there, whether we can see him or not, then we are blessed. This morning, a thought hit me. I was thinking about the 23rd Psalm. And David writes, and yes, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will have no fear. Why? Because you are with me. That's the reality and the benefit of thinking and seeing Jesus in the room. So it's time to start seeing Jesus with our eyes of faith and believing that Jesus is with us at all times, in the good times, in the bad times, in the times of struggle, knowing that he's there. What a comfort. So I'm asking you today to allow your faith to be a reality. So will you? Will I? I think if we'll do that, then everything will change for us. Now, to close out our day, I'd like to close with a song that I believe paints a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful picture of Jesus, our Redeemer. But first, let's pray. Father, thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for the assurance that Jesus is there. Help us now to start using our eyes of faith and see Jesus wherever we go and whatever we're doing. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.